This is KUT. Yet another new high-rise condo complex could be coming to the Rainey Street neighborhood. But before it breaks ground, developers and residents are working to identify the top traffic needs in the area. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
I know what you're probably thinking. Is there any space in the Rainey Street neighborhood left to build on? Well, the developers aren't looking for empty space. Instead, they want to build new condos on a 2-acre plot that's currently home to the 58-unit Villas condominiums. This project could dramatically increase that number, and that's brought concerns from some neighbors about a potential spike in traffic. Kitty McMahon is president of the Rainey Neighbors Association.
We don't have any guidance to new developers as they come into our area, and so their view of what needs to happen is restricted to their own specific needs.
Last week, the Austin City Council voted to remove a restriction on the number of units that could be built on the property, opening it up to new growth. The developer, the Austin-based Sutton Company, did not respond to requests for an interview, and it's unclear just how many units they're planning for the Red River property. But McMahon says they've agreed to pay $50,000 to a handful of neighborhood groups, including hers, to commission a comprehensive traffic study of the area, including what its needs are and what improvements could mitigate congestion.
And the neighborhood-wide traffic study would have an impact by giving guidance to both the city and those developers, taking into a little bit bigger or broader account as to their new development's impact on what's already here.
Change has come rapidly to Rainey Street, an area that was once dominated by single-family homes. In 2005, council members rezoned it as a central business district. That designation allowed new commercial development to move in, attracting lots of new patrons.
So you have a lot of cars converging on a very small pocket of downtown.
Austin Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo represents District 9, which includes the Rainey Street area. She says it's important to think about the new development from a public safety standpoint.
As well, you have pedestrians walking along the streets, and it creates some real challenges. And so hopefully the traffic study will point to some possible solutions.
But as the process moves forward, the developer will be required to do its own traffic impact analysis. That study will determine how much the developer pays the city to mitigate new condo traffic. Kitty McMahon says the developer's report won't be bound by the findings of the neighborhood study, but she believes they'll try to follow its recommendations in good faith. Saida Hassan, KUT News.